Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, as she told you yesterday, will not be back until next week sometime. So you have to listen in daily to find out when Miss Jolene's going to be here and when she's not. Merry Christmas to everybody, and the number one birthday is Jesus' birthday. So happy birthday, Jesus. I know a lot of you people might not like that out there, but I've got a lot of things that's coming up in the new year that a lot of people ain't going to like. We're going to get started with the rest of the birthdays. On the other birthdays, we've got Hunter Miracle, happy birthday. Lad Setter, happy birthday. Jace Dunlap, happy birthday. William Rose, happy birthday. And William, you're up on my timeline arguing with some of my co-people. That's not cool on Christmas. Joseph Rubel, happy birthday. And Ramon Chimmer, happy birthday. And that is actually my Facebook family, friends, and birthdays today. The weather today, it is cloudy. It's been cloudy. I mean, it ain't even look like it's got the sun has even shined today. It is 52 degrees. It said the high was supposed to have been actually 60-something today, but the high actually only ended up, they said, it's going to be maybe 54, so maybe 60, 66 by 2 o'clock tomorrow, so maybe tomorrow's the 60s, but that is the weather and from today. As far as the news, let's see, on the news, let's see, 17 incredible, useful Google products and services you didn't know existed. Google has publicized moonshots, self-driving cars, what was that? Smart contact lenses, internet beaming balloons, and more. The company actually has a bunch of other new ones. It's incredibly useful. For example, did you know Google has a massive free font library? Well, no. I mean, I love fonts, and I had no idea that Google had a font library free because I usually use the font. Google keeps its killer in notes and reminders. Google has a set timer on Google. It has an alarm. What don't Google have, though? I mean, Google's got everything. It's like, man. Let's see. I keep looking to see if Pioneer Paula showed up on there. No, she hasn't. I had some anniversaries, two anniversaries yesterday. Bessie Stidham. I think it's the, yeah, Bessie Stidham yesterday was, no, not Bessie. Oh, yes, Bessie Stidham. It was Bessie. Nope, that's not the wrong. Damn, can't even think what her name is now. And I see her all the time. But 54 years, I think it was yesterday, 54 years. And then also yesterday was a belated anniversary. I think it was my cousin, Christy. I think I was seeing that she had said her and her husband had been together for 32 years. So happy anniversary also to both folks. Let's see. Let me see if Pioneer Paula's there. No, she's not. We've got about 20-something minutes before we take a break, and then we're going to take a break. So in the meantime, we'll go and listen to something on YouTube. What about that? We're listening to something from YouTube. What about some Jelly Row, maybe live from Cosmic Charlie? We can play that. since I own that video, then it's my videos. I can play that. And they can't do nothing about it. Let's see. Well, now let's do the Sparrowhawks here at 6 minutes and 23 seconds. You can't always get what you want. That's a good one there. And if you're on there, Paul, you're going to have to hang on.
Always get what you want.
Get what you wanted. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Yes, I have two. One is Jesus Christ. Happy birthday, Jesus. And the other one is Leprechaun, Stephen E. Payne. Happy Hempy birthday on Christmas.
That's the first birthday I said I had too, Paula. I said I had Jesus also today. So, yeah, that's pretty good, ain't it?
Yep.
Huh? Man, I mean, it's like,
it's
hey, I mean, happy birthday. And who else?
Yeah, but
you
kind
of sucks to have Leprechaun.
Birthday, though. Yeah, Leprechaun. You remember Leprechaun?
Yeah, And so today's his birthday, too.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was my stepmom's birthday, so it's like, man. Wonder if they get birthday. Yeah, I mean, do they get birthday gifts and Christmas gifts too?
I don't know. I'd hate to have to deal with that being so close to Christmas.
Yeah, me too, Paula. I mean, you know, it's like my firstborn grandbaby's birthday is on New Year's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a New Year's baby. So. That makes it
at least
rough
you give
on
presents
too.
On New Year, you know. Yeah, but at least you don't give double presents.
Right. Well, it's actually a sad time for me because
when he gets old, he'll be celebrating real good New Year's Eve probably, or New Year's, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Unless I get his ass, I don't want him to do that. I want him to celebrate in the right way. You know, but you just never know.
Safe.
Right. Yep, they are, Paula. I hope everybody's having a very blessed Merry Christmas out there and thanks, and happy birthday once again to Jesus. What is the weather there today, Paula?
Like 69 degrees, and it's sunshiny. It's a beautiful Christmas day, but it don't look like Christmas.
Oh,
it looks more like spring. The birds are singing, and more like a spring day.
Yeah, it's very, very cloudy, overcast and things today, and it's only actually 52 degrees here, so it's cold. It's cold here.
Yeah. It was foggy this morning. Michaela come pick me up and took me to Christina and Neil's church, because Neil plays piano and sings, and then Christina and Michaela did clarinet duets with my clarinets. So that was kind of cool.
All right. Yeah. That was cool, Paula. Anybody that's out there listening, please don't get up on my timeline and argue with other people. I mean, man, I have the worst time with people that likes to get on my timeline and argue with my other people. If you don't believe in coal, then, you know, don't come up on there and insult my people that are from coal mining families and have families that are still working in that industry. And if, you know, if solar was such a great thing and turbine wind power, then we would have that, people. We would already have that, you know. Don't gripe to the coal mining people about that. Go and gripe at your government for that, you know. I mean, nobody's stopping you all from turbines and solar and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
But it's just, man, just nonstop. I mean, how do you attack somebody on Christmas over something like that, you know?
Right.
I just don't understand that. Like I say, I mean, whatever happened to just scroll on past it. It's like some people just can't resist the temptation
being
of trying to jump somebody over it or something, you know.
it's like, you know, leave it alone. Leave it alone. You know, if it doesn't affect you, I mean, you know, and like I say, nobody's complaining. I'm sorry that, you know, you don't realize that Frosty the Snowman's eyes was made with two blocks of coal. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, I'm so sorry. I mean, you can't take in a race what's already been put out there for years in history, you know. It's not going to happen. I hope everybody's having a Merry Christmas. I really do. And thanks. And I hope everybody's blessed. We've got about 3 minutes before we take our break. 3 minutes.
I got my roaches lined up and ready.
I'm actually sitting in the hallway in my mother's home here.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, I think that blocked me. Still don't know why. But anyway, texting him Merry Christmas and no reply. No reply or nothing. So
I'm done. That's funny. Well, that's funny because my nephew that just called my mother a few minutes ago and he actually befriended me here a while back and I blocked him. And so while he was on the phone with my mother, I asked him, why did he defriend me? So, he's a religious little guy, and he says, I didn't defriend her. I said, oh, yeah, that's why he's on the block list. Tell him, don't sit there and lie. You know, don't sit there and lie. You know, that's why you're on the block list, son. You know, and I'm sure if you're looking for Aunt Becky, I add Aunt Becky. You can't add Aunt Becky because Aunt Becky's got you on the block list. And you know, so if you didn't defriend me, then how come you're on the block list? You know, and I assure you I can go back in my app and prove and screenshot that you did defriend me before I blocked you. Because my app does show that when you defriended me. I think it even shows the date on it. As a matter of fact, I can go back on all that. I can go back for probably several months. Well, let's see how far I can go back. I can go all the way back to I can go older than 30 days. You know, 30 days. I can go older than that. I can go right down there to your name and tell you when you've deleted your account, when you've closed your account. Like I say, when you've deleted me, and when you've deleted me, I've automatically blocked you. Simple as that. Right down to my own niece. I've got my own niece. I've got my nephews on there. I've got an aunt and uncle on there. I don't really care. I assure you I'm going to be the first one to call you out and run you over top of it with the school bus.
Well, I won't be reaching out.
Yeah, I'm like you, Paula. I mean, when you've not done anything to anybody and then they've just literally,
apparently I did. I just don't know what I've done, you know.
Well, no, I don't think that we've done anything. I think it's on their. I think it's a personal thing with them. You know, is what I think it is. I think it's a personal thing with them. Well, I'm actually not going to mute us, Paula, when I play the song because where my internet connection is so bad out here, I'm afraid I can't get us back over there. But so when we go on break there, we'll have an open mic and things. But this song is written by Dustin Costas. He's doing 15 years in Colorado prison. He'll be 76 years old when he gets out. It's sung by the Reefer Kings. It's Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. And here we go. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds.
Puff, puff, pass.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who? Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
Pot, marijuana, canubu, canapo, cannabis, conapkina, canamazo. Kana.
Oh.
have henny, hemp, hanukkah, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashaichi, Indrasen, Kia in Sangu, Kef Kif, Kia, Kimi.
Not here, Paula pushed him off the cliff.
No, I didn't. It was that other dude. The other dude's some other dude fell.
3 miles of cliff. Oh, okay.
I'm scared of heights, so I wouldn't be on the cliff to throw him off.
Oh, okay. I'm going to end the show since it is Christmas. I love you, Paula, with all my heart. Merry Christmas to
you.
God bless everybody out there. Love everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a good evening. I love you.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.